Yes, indeed. Welcome back live into the 1 RPM studio, and we are broadcasting live here at Lightning 100. Jason and Adam with you, now joined in studio by the one and only Devin Gilfillian. Welcome back, man. Great to see you.
Great to see y'all. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here, man. How you been?
I've been good. We rolled in from Memphis last night. We're getting ready to hit the road this weekend for like a, I'm going to be gone for like a month. We're going on a cruise to, doing a Kayamo thing.
Nice.
You know? Cool. I'm excited.
Man, so you refer to how you rolled in as last night. I refer to it as this morning. Yeah. You got in at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, we got here at 3:30. John and Carson, a.k.a. C-Daddy Cody, they manned the wheel last night.
Oh, they let the singer just sleep? Is that how this is working?
You know, they let me just get in, go into dreamland. It was beautiful.
I like that. Man, Devin Gilfillian, so amped for your show tomorrow out at Exit Inn. The lineup is insane. Kelsey Walden, Leah Blevins, these are people that I'm sure you know and love.
They're amazing. I love Leah. I love Kelsey. I'm so grateful to have them.
It's going to be a mind-blowing show out there at Exit Inn. So, talking off air, you've been in Nashville about 4 years.
4 years.
And I know there's obviously a community of folks here that work together and they play together and they're friends. What's it been like for you to sort of experience Nashville in that kind of community?
It's crazy, honestly. And, you know, when I first moved down here, I kind of was secluded for like a year because I did AmeriCorps, and then started working at City Winery, and that's where I met John. And after John was, luckily, he was kind of like in the scene a little bit. He was kind of, you know, getting to know people, and so I kind of piggybacked a little bit. But then I really, sometimes I look at like Leah and all of our friends, and I'm like, man, this is kind of like, you know, the scene coming up, like, you know, the Wrecking Crew scene in California, and then like, you know, like you see all these old pictures of like Motown cats in Detroit.
Right, the Nashville cats.
You know, and like these are the Nashville cats nowadays. So it kind of feels like I'm living it in real time a little bit.
I think you're right.
You know.
I think you are.
But also I'm like, no, like, I'm just hanging around in my sweatpants with like Liv Levin's writing, you know, writing music or something, and just like being a bum. I'm like, this is how it is.
You send me an Evite for the next time. That sounds fun. So, Devin, you've been out on the road playing gigs out of town. You were just in Texas. You got a bunch of dates coming up. Do you feel like, are shows different in, at least for you, in Nashville versus playing out of town?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely.
How so?
Shows, you know, some shows we'll go to and I'll be like, hey, y'all, let's start singing. Mm-hmm. And people will just look at me like, what? and like Nashville's kind of like,
they're doing it anyway.
They're doing it anyway. And like some, you know, Nashville's kind of like, you got to pay me to sing if you want me to sing.
Yeah. I'm not gonna wear out these pipes pro bono. That's a very Nashville sentiment right there. But it's Lightning 100. People get it. They understand. Oh man. So I remember the first time I saw you actually was at City Winery. It was upstairs, and it was a great night. But I just remember. Oh, yeah. Do you remember this? I don't know if you remember me being at your show. I don't think we talked. But
I remember you being there.
I was lurking.
You're like, hey, Tim.
And literally, I'm not even kidding, when you started singing, it was as if the temperature of the room changed. I was like, oh, okay, this dude has got, like, some very, like, intense power. Do you remember, like, when first realized you can sing? Do you know?
Yeah.
You do?
You know, I, like, always considered myself a guitar player up until college. And then I started actually kind of, I started covering, like, Black Keys and, like, Otis Redding and stuff like that. And people were like, whoa, Devin.
Uh-huh.
We like your voice, man. You know, like, oh, wow. Like, you can sing. I love your voice. Like, people started saying that, and I was just like, oh, I guess.
Cool, right?
I guess my voice is pretty cool, I guess.
So you really didn't realize that until a little later in life than a lot of folks.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
It wasn't until college where I, like, kind of found what my voice sounded like.
Jeepers, what a happy accident to discover. You have like such a unique gift. Let's share it with the people right now. So you got some songs up your sleeve, it sounds like. Do you want to do Hole first?
Yeah, let's do Hole.
We've got Devin Gilfillian in advance of his show tomorrow at Exit Inn live on Lightning 100. Mm-hmm.
girl down in this hole. Yeah, I don't quite know, Lord, I fell down in this hole. I went digging for a diamond, all I found myself was coal. Well, I tried to leave it, baby, tried to leave it all behind. Yeah, I tried to leave it, baby, tried to leave it all behind. I didn't make it too far, I guess I'm the rambling kind. Well, not too much bitter wisdom and too few years. Tried to bury all my problems, but they're just gonna reappear. That's alright, ain't gonna bring me down. Well, tomorrow might be heavy, baby, but I'm feeling good right now. I got a love down in Tennessee, got one in Georgia too. Got a love down in Tennessee, yeah, got one in Georgia too. I don't have no regrets, but there's some things I don't do. Well, I don't quite know, baby, how I got down in this hole. Yeah, I guess I don't mind, love, being down here in this hole. When you're down in a hole, ups. The only way to go.
We told you, Nashville. Devin Gilfillian live in the 1RPM studio.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
It's been like months and months and months where I'm like, hey, catch this dude before it's like a crazy sort of enormo dome. Man, that sounded wonderful. That was whole. All right, so you've been working on new music, obviously.
I have.
I mean, can you give us like a little bit of a status update? Where are you at with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Man, I've just been writing my butt off.
Okay.
Actually, it was fortunate enough, last week I was in Boston writing with Lori McKenna.
Oh, wow.
And I've been getting to write with so many amazing people. And we're shooting for the summertime to get in the studio to knock that record out.
Cool.
Right.
When you're writing with these folks, I've heard from a lot of folks that are very much in that co-write world. It's a lot about like, okay, what are the tricks this person uses? And then you kind of like take them home with you.
Exactly. Like Lori is she's a storyteller. She's like very simple, like simple lyrics, but like just straight ahead, you know, that's kind of her thing.
Writing a simple lyric is so incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
And to not sound trite. So I have all the respect for people who can like deliver a message that is clear and understandable. And I think it's hard.
It really is.
Now, has living in Nashville changed your songwriting?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I have, just in the past 2-3 months, I've grown significantly as a songwriter. I've been, just because of all the co-writing, like I'd be writing 4 or 5 days a week with different people. And I mean, to me, finishing a song in a day was like a foreign concept for a long time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now it's like you go in and you're like, if you don't have a song when you're done, you're like, Who are you? A songwriter?
You call yourself a songwriter?
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm like, wow,
all right, I can write a song in a day now. That's that's pretty crazy. That's insane.
It really is, man. We're so excited to hear what comes next on the recorded front. On the live front tomorrow, everybody's got a great chance to check out three super talented artists and bands, Kelsey Walden, Leah Blevins, and then you. You better be there, Devin Gilfillian. If you call out sick, man, I'm going to lose it on you. I really
Leah,
will.
You got to take this over for me, girl.
You know what? All right.
That wouldn't be that bad, though.
Good to have the reliever.
I got some good backups.
No joke, man. So what is the feeling that you have right before you step on the stage?
You know, it kind of get a little like, almost like I got to poop immediately, you know?
Is that what it is?
And then I'm like, oh God, go away. And then I'm good. And then okay. I'm excited. And then I'm like, all right, like I'm ready to have fun on stage with my boys, you know.
Adam,
but it's a little gassy feeling, a little.
That's the first. Adam has asked that question many times, and that's the first time we've got that answer. Devin Gilfillian, ladies and gentlemen, live here in the 1RPM studio.
We were due.
All right,
just
so
a matter of time, right? Let's do another song. This one's called Heart on the Floor, right?
Heart on the Floor.
All right. So we've got Devin Gilfillian live in the 1RPM studio. Take it away,
talk
Devin.
Talk about poop and then go right into this sentimental song. All right. Don't you walk out that door. Don't you care anymore. Oh, I never quite knew how to love you as you pour all your heart on the floor. Found your note on the bed. Not quite sure what you meant. I thought I gave you all of those things, yeah, more. Oh, I never meant to hurt you or ignore you while your heart's on the floor. When I said I would never leave, you were by my side. You would give me everything. Oh, there's nothing you would hide. Now it's time, baby, time for me to go. Oh, there's something I must find. I can't take back all the words I said when I looked you in your eye. I will never leave. I will never.
you care anymore. Oh, I never quite knew how to love you as you pour all your heart on the floor.
Heart on the floor, more like jaws on the floor. Devin Gilfillian, live in the 1RPM studio here at Lightning 100. My goodness, Devin.
Goosebumps, man.
Thank you.
I think
it's warm in here,
the earliest
too.
I've ever sung that song, I'll tell you.
Nailed it, man. Unless you catch it on the other side of a night, I guess, right? Yeah. After party or something. That I could see. All right, Jay, do we have time for a little rapid fire five?
Of course we do.
Devin Gilfillian, you're not getting off the hook here. So I got five questions. Just going to throw them out there. You say the first thing that comes to mind.
Oh, baby.
All right. Okay. You know what? Never mind. No. Commercials. No.
This is going to get weird.
So what is the, when you pick up a guitar, what's the first thing you play? Is it a chord, a lick? What is it?
Notes, licks.
Is that right?
No, I guess I would say I always play the C chord. I feel like that's my good. I just C.
Oh, that is a nice one. I see why you do that.
Except all this right. is a D sharp. That's major. I don't know. You know,
capo, right? Capo. It's the most popular key in the world. It's amazing.
I love that key.
D sharp major. What up, D sharp major? Okay. They don't get a lot of shout outs. All right. How about this, Devin? If you could live within the reality of any film of all time, so you live in it, you're not an actor, what film is it?
Oh, man.
I know.
Jeez.
Such a good question.
That is a great question. Austin Powers, I guess.
Oh, which one?
Oh, my goodness.
Not that it matters.
I just
want to
be
one.
Mike Myers and okay. Austin Powers. The first one, I think.
Yeah, okay,
I would
the original.
Start with the. Actually, no, the one with Beyonce, man.
There you go.
That's the one I want to be.
That was a long walk to say you want to be with Beyonce. But I'll allow it. All right. How about this? When you were a kid, what was the very first song or album that you just like couldn't handle how much you loved it? You're just out of your mind for a particular tune or record or even artist, I'll accept. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, when I was really young, I guess Southern Hospitality by Ludacris.
Oh, nice.
I really got into Pharrell after like listening to that because he did a lot of stuff on there.
Right.
He produced a lot of stuff. So that's what like made me want to be a producer.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm not, I don't call myself, I'm not a producer, but I want to be.
Yet.
Eventually.
Yes.
You know? You're not a producer yet.
Yeah, thank you.
You're on the long and winding path. Small figured it out. You can do it. All right. How about this? Say you could plug into the Matrix and in 30 seconds pick up a brand new skill that you currently don't have. I'm going to disallow producer as an answer here. What skill do you want to pick up?
Oh, man, I want to fly.
Fly. So smart.
Definitely.
You ever have flying dreams?
You know, I haven't, which makes me sad.
It's really good. You should have one.
I'm gonna look out. I'm gonna try to go for one.
Like there's a special milkshake you can drink before you go to bed or something. You know.
I think there's a drink at Exit Inn that'll do it for you. Actually, I know this. All right. How about this? Last one, Devin. I'll let you off the hook here. I want to let you recommend something. Anything could be an attitude, a product, your own gig, whatever. Recommend something to us.
Recommend something. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd say, you know, I'm really into ramen, so if you want some delicious ramen.
Mm. Oh, it's the best.
Otaku down the street. Was it down the...
Yeah, Otaku ramen.
Oh, Otaku, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Oh, also, 210 Jack, actually.
Yeah. You don't want to make anybody mad.
Yeah. Actually, those are like the only two ramen spots I really know of.
Oh, dude, there's some good ones in Music City. Devin Gilfillian, you passed the quiz right there. Woo. Well played. So the show tomorrow at Exit NJ, who's playing this gig?
We've got Devin Gilfillian, obviously headlining. Also, Kelsey Walden, who we heard earlier on the Early Birds, and Leah Blevins on the bill as well. And we're actually going to play some Leah Blevins here in just a second. And three great artists. Should we take caller number three?
Let's do it.
615-777-5100. If you're at least 18 years of age and have not won anything from us in the last 30 days, if you're the third caller right now, we're going to get you and a friend into the show tomorrow night. Exit In, Lightning 100 presenting Devin Gilfillian, Kelsey Walden, and Leah Blevins. Devin, thank you again for joining us this morning, man. It's always great to have you here. Come back anytime, man.
Thank you for having me.
And we look forward to seeing you at Exit Inn tomorrow night along with Leah Blevins. Here she is now with God Help Me on Lightning 100.